Okay, I just can't hear you. I think your microphone has a button that you might have to press to on.
About now?
Oh, yep, I can hear you.
That
Sorry about
work? No
that.
problem.
I was hoping that worked. All right, well, we're now joined by our race-winning crew chief. We'll get right into questions here for Paul. So if you have one, please raise your hand in the participants tab, or you can send me a chat, and we will kick things off with Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Congratulations, Paul. Great win. You worked with a great race driver in Brad Keselowski. What about Joey Logano now makes him a title threat? I mean, what are the things that you think make him tick?
Well, I think obviously his talent. He's got the talent. He's shown that. But his drive, motivation, never give up. If you just kind of look at today's race, through the middle part of the race, we kind of had faded there, lost some track position. It was very easy to, give up on the day. But we kind of took two tires there, got ourselves back up into some clean air, and then I was like, well, the car's not too bad here, and then ultimately the pit crew on the four tire stop got us off pit road first, and then from there, he knew what he had to do. He's smart enough. He knew the four was a very fast car, especially short run. Seemed to have less drag on his car. But he's pretty smart. Obviously, some people call him a good blocker, whether you want to be good at that or not. He is. And in these situations, he knows where to position his car to dirty up the air the most to affect the guy behind him. And especially with this style of racing anymore. I mean, we ran wide open, I think, all but a few laps maybe where he had to lift for some lap traffic. But I mean, you're running wide open and just steering your car on the racetrack trying to, like I said, dirty up the air for the force to get him in a position where he's got to start lifting. So he's, like I said, very talented, but also is aware of what's going on and with a lot of experience behind the wheel. So different in certain ways, but both obviously championship caliber and very capable of putting this Shell Pennzoil Ford in victory lane down in Phoenix.
How much confidence does he give a team and a crew chief in the fact that he'll do what's necessary, to just get the job done, whatever it takes? How much confidence does that give everybody, the whole organization or whatever?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, that's the one thing I've noticed with working with Joey for the short time now is how big of a team player he is, and the effort and things he does to make sure we have a strong team all working together, pulling in the same direction, And we had, after Phoenix there with the shutdown, and then when we got back racing, it was kind of a rocky road there for us for a while. It was a lot of ups and downs, and some struggles. But towards the end of the summer before the playoffs, we kind of got together and talked a lot, and it was very important for him to make sure everyone was focused and pulling in the same direction. He's a great leader from that standpoint, and keeping the team and the guys around him motivated. And to your point, everyone knows you're getting all the effort all the time, and it really makes everyone want to step up and do their part. And the pit crew was phenomenal today. And hats off to those guys for getting us off of pit road.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Paul, I'm curious, two of the last 4 years, the team that won the opening race in this round went on and won the championship. And so now I think a lot of people look at it as, hey, you guys have won this. You've got 2 weeks off now to go just science out the Phoenix car. And I'm curious, from your point of view, what are the challenges of relaxing in a sense, and what are the advantages of having these extra 2 weeks to just tinker on Phoenix or do whatever you want to do for that race?
Well, I definitely think it's somewhat of an advantage, Dustin. And whether we want to look at stats of who won the first race, win the championship, that's great. But I look at it as, we feel like Team Penske's short track program is strong. We were obviously able to win Phoenix earlier this year, so just knowing that we are advanced now, yeah, definitely gives us a little extra time not to be, you know, because it is, as you see, it's so competitive. It's so hard to win these races. And for me personally, it's hard for me to do anything but focus on that race that week, what I want to do with my race car, how I'm going to play my strategy. All the time I put into to thinking of the strategy piece, it's really hard to be thinking about Phoenix when I got to think about, you know, how I'm going to maximize points at Texas and then the same going to Martinsville. So not that we're going to give up and still not put any effort in it the next 2 weeks, but definitely going to spend a lot more time, to your point, just really thinking about Phoenix and how we can be our best there and give ourselves the best shot we can, you know. And like I said, the short tracks have been strong. The stats are good there for the short tracks for all our cars. But with that being said, we know how good Harvick is at Phoenix, and obviously the 11 is good as well. So there's nothing about it that's going to be easy, but we'll take every little advantage we can. And if giving us 2 extra weeks is it, then we're going to take it.
In light of that, because, you know, you've advanced, and I mean, Texas in one sense is could be viewed by some as a meaningless race for your organization, for your group. I mean, is there any value of you actually going to Texas? You know, why not forget about that race to some degree and focus even more, as you talk about, on Phoenix and how tough the competition, how tight this competition is? What is the value of you even being at Texas or really spending much time looking at Texas?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing to me is keeping our team and our momentum, our flow, things like that going. You know, like I said, well, I maybe spend a lot more of my time during the week working through some of my Phoenix stuff, things like that. Yeah, I probably will for sure. But I still think it's important for all of us to go and race every week, just like we're going to race at Phoenix in 3 weeks. You know, if I'm not there or someone's not there, something's different. You know, we want to keep in sync. Like I said, I feel like our team's made strides as we've got into the playoffs this year and started building momentum, having strong races. You know, we were very strong last week as well at the Roval. And then we were able to come out here today and back it up with a win. So we want to kind of keep that flow and rhythm going. But we'll also be focusing a lot more on Phoenix.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Hello, stranger.
Hey there. How are you?
Congratulations. How difficult has this season been for you? You know, the fact that Logano hasn't won since Phoenix just seemed bizarre with the way that you guys came out of the box so fast, despite the fact that it was a new relationship evolving between the two of you. Are you kind of surprised that it took this long, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, especially with the way the season started, you know, didn't think we'd have the struggles we did through the summer there, early part of the summer, when once we got back going, not having the practice really affected us a lot. Trying to really figure out what we needed to do. Obviously, a lot of different style tracks we visited to get Joey comfortable and get speed out of the car with him. It's been a little bit different than where I was at with Brad at times, and what maybe Brad's looking for versus Joey. So trying to understand all of that seemed to be a struggle without practice. But as we got more races under our belt and started to get to go back to tracks for a second time and just learn more as a team and get a direction, that's where I say I feel like we started to make progress and understand, you know, kind of somewhat of a direction and what to target. Now, by no means are we still – I still feel like there's a lot of room to grow, which is encouraging. But we've made a lot of strides through this year with, like you said, very – limited practice, no practice, I guess you'd say, and just the racing experience. I'm trying to learn on the fly there. So like I said, still a long ways to go, but we've done a good job as a team. And yeah, I can't say enough about our pit crew. We've continued to work with those guys and build that up. And man, those guys are really in a great place right now. And that's going to be so important to us.
There's two different Joeys. I mean, there's the Joey out of the car that is, you know, kind and gracious and philanthropic. And there's the Joey behind the wheel that just kind of puts it on kill when it's go time. You know, even though you've been under the same roof with him, what have your observations been since moving into this role as crew chief?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a couple of things to your point, you know, out of the car and how he handles himself and the team and working with the guys and our, you know, kind of building up our team, you know, from the mechanics working on the car to the pit crew and making sure everyone's on the same page and continues to work hard and push and stay motivated, especially, like I said, through some of the races and weeks where we really struggled and weren't running at the level we were kind of expected and where we should be. He was able to keep everyone motivated and flowing and try to understand what we needed to do to not get down on each other and you know, knew that we've all been successful at Team Penske and in the sport that, you know, even though we're struggling, as long as we're learning from it, you know, that's key. So he's very good at that. Behind the wheel, once he puts the helmet on, you know, he's fierce competitor and he needs a lot of information. He doesn't like to do a lot of thinking in the car. He'd rather just me give him the information, tell him what he needs to do and those types of things, where, you know, I spent a lot of time with Brad and he's kind of the opposite of that. So there's definitely been an adjustment period for me. With that, you know, Joey needs a lot of information where Brad's already like would be processing a lot of the information and what's going on out there. So it's just interesting. I'm not saying one's right or wrong. There's a lot of things now I find myself, you know, really the ultimate goal when you make a change like this is right to like marry together the best parts of the teams or the drivers and how all that works. So been trying to do a lot of that and by no means am I trying to tell Joey he needs to be like Brad or whatever, but just there's things that Brad's really good at and things that Joey's really good at and to be the best all the time, we got to continue to learn and from all that. And that's kind of what we'll do as we continue to move forward.
Appreciate your time, Paul. Safe travels.
All right. Thank you. You bet.
All right. And our next question will come from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Hey, Paul, congrats on the win. Now that you're going into the championship for Phoenix, do you embrace the fact that some people have questioned the 22 being either a guy that may have not have a shot to not being in and having a shot, similar to what it was in 2018 with the big three? Obviously, you were with Brad at the time, but how great is it to be in that role? Do you embrace it by chance?
All right. I mean, like I said, it doesn't really bother me. I'm sure – this was the last thing that a lot of these guys wanted to see today was us get the victory lane. Cause like I said, the 11 had some trouble today, I guess, but the four, you know, obviously I think scored a lot of points today and I don't think he's definitely not a must win guy. So there's just, this round was tough from that standpoint. Cause you had a couple of guys that were already had such an advantage on bonus points. Right. So it doesn't leave a lot of spaces left for the rest of us fighting for. So with us taking one of those now, that's probably the last thing anybody wanted to see. They probably wanted to see the four win, right? Cause they knew he was pretty much a lock already. With that being said, I mean, I try not to worry about what people think from the standpoint of whether they think we should be there or not. I mean, we've been like I said, since the playoffs started, we've been a competitive team. No, we haven't won a bunch of races. Like I said, the last time we won was Phoenix. But as far as a car that's shown a lot of strength on the short tracks and definitely capable of winning the short tracks, you know, there's no reason to believe we now with getting the opportunity to go to Phoenix that we're not going to contend like as good as anyone else could.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, and our next question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Paul, what's the bigger deal, do you think, for the championship? The fact that you won Phoenix months ago or the fact that you won this race and do get that extra time to prepare for Phoenix?
What if I told you both, Bob? yeah, I mean, I think the extra preparation is great, you know, and having the win today. Because, you know, things continue to evolve and, you know, we can't unload the same exact car and things as we raced earlier this year at Phoenix and think that's going to be good enough, right? I mean, we've got a whole, pretty much you call it a whole season of racing, development. Everyone's getting better. With that being said, the last short track we were at, we were strong, obviously, so that's encouraging. We didn't lose anything on our short track program throughout the year, but we got to continue to be better and really, you know, like I said, take the time now to sit down and really understand what exactly we're going to do. Because without practice, it's really challenging, right? Because you always find yourself, well, this worked, this won. You know, how much are you willing to change, go away from that, right? Without being able to practice and understand the changes. So, still give me a little more time to really think through a lot of stuff like that. And like I said, Brad obviously has been the dominant one here of late on the short track. So, you know, just try to look through everything. Like I said, I've told this to a bunch of people earlier this week, you know, obviously the two and the 22 are still fighting in this deal to get the Phoenix and race for the championship. But, we're still going to continue. Jeremy and I work very closely together on a weekly basis and that won't change. And, ultimately, the goal is for a Team Penske car to win the championship. So we'll continue to do the best we can and help the two along the way. I'm not sure what his situation is, where the points stand after today. I hadn't really studied it yet because at the moment it doesn't really matter to me, but we'll obviously continue to do everything we can to help the two make sure he can race in Phoenix as well.
I think he's 8 points up, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to ask, kind of building off of what Dustin told you, he said, you know, two of the last four who won the first race in this round went on to win the championship. But you can also look at it and say, well, it's two of the six since this format started, and nobody who won Texas went on to win the championship. So that like week off, or week where you didn't need to perform. Like, yep. I'm trying to figure out what it means.
Yeah.
So is there any, like, I mean, do you have a sense of what it means?
I think other than just, you know, it's the whole keeping the team motivated, keeping the morale up. I mean, we all, I don't know, a lot of guys feed off of that, you know, and it keeps everyone motivated, knowing we're the best, gives everyone confidence, right? So, no, we don't need to go to Texas and run well, but if we go to Texas and run 15th, I mean, that doesn't feel very good, doesn't motivate too many people. I get it. Texas is totally different than Phoenix, but it's still nice as a team to be able to go out there and perform. You know, the pit crew, like I said, they're very strong now, but they want to continue to go out there and continue to lay down stops like they did today. It just, we can perform like that. It keeps the pressure on everyone else and lets them know that we're going to be a real serious contender for the championship when we do get to Phoenix.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Paul, well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you at Texas.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And to all of the media, we just received word that Clint Bowyer will not be joining us. I do apologize for any inconvenience, and we will work with his team to hopefully get him on sometime this week. And again, apologize for the inconvenience. This will conclude our post-race Zoom. All of the audio, video, and transcripts will be on NASCARmedia.com shortly. Thank you guys so much for sticking it out, and we will see you soon.